Tuesday, the Group Insurance Board approved an increase in premiums of 1.6% for the 17 HMOs that cover medical claims for 250,000 state and local government workers and their family members. That increase is less than a third of what large employers nationally are expected to pay. Phil Doherty is with the Wisconsin Association of Health Plans, which represents 11 of the 17 HMOs covering state workers.
Why would anybody want to go with an unproven, risky choice for the state when we have a model that's been proving itself cost-effective year after year?
A move to a self-insurance model would mean HMOs in the association would lose state business. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.